Cocooning. Some spirits, even when long illnesses would seem to give them plenty of time to make peace with dying, have a very rough transition to the other side. The traditional reviewing of our life at the scanning machine and orientation process most of us will experience when we first arrive back home can't offer these especially troubled spirits the intensive care they need. When that intensive care is called for, the spirits on the other side are brilliantly trained to provide a quiet, loving procedure called cocooning. During cocooning, the spirit is put into a healing twilight sleep and receives constant care and a steady infusion of God's peaceful, empowering love. The spirit is cocooned for as long as it takes for it to be healthy and whole again, and it awakens exhilarated, joyful about being home again. My daddy and I, for example, had an extraordinary bond from the day I was born. When he died after many months of devastating illness, he arrived on the other side highly agitated from the grief of being separated from me, almost as if he took on both his grief and mine in the hope of sparing me the pain of losing him. He was lovingly cocooned throughout his withdrawal. I, in the meantime, was stuck here, trying literally to work my way through my emptiness without him. Faced with the irony of seeing everyone else's deceased loved ones but my own, I watched, I waited, I listened, I prayed, I begged, I sobbed, but Daddy was nowhere to be seen. Finally, after 8 months that seemed like forever, I detected an unmistakable hint of his favorite cherry blend pipe tobacco in a corner of the room and turned to see him watching me, peaceful and smiling. "Daddy," I cried, "what took you so long?" His reply was completely earnest. "What do you mean? I just left." Never forget, it's only here on earth that we're obsessed with time. In the context of eternity on the other side, 8 months, 8 years, or even 8 decades is the blink of an eye. If you suspect deceased loved ones might not have been emotionally prepared to go home, or you don't sense them around you as quickly as you're yearning for, please try to be patient and don't worry. They're most likely being cocooned. They're in safe, sacred hands, and they'll be around you again very soon, as peaceful, happy, and glowing with health as you've prayed they'd be. Just like Daddy was and is. Thank God.